5. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church Ready to Broadcast, already in progress.
Jesus, I'm gonna put my own words. He knows all about it. He will ever. Oh man, I wish I knew the words in that song. And then she just went on and said, only a look, only a look will turn me away from sin. Take one look. We're going to have to learn that. Amen. Only one look. Amen. What a powerful song. Well, this is our Men and Women's Day. If you have your Bibles, turn 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and chapter 3. Chapter 2, 1 Corinthians, I want to read verses 12 all the way through verse 16, and then I'll read chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3, all right? Listen at the words that the Apostle Paul writes to this church at Corinth. He says, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you don't have the spirit of the world. But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which men's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And then going to chapter 3, Paul goes on to chapter 3 and he says, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Even as unto babes in Christ, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you are not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. And whereas there is among you, look at what he says, envy, strife, division, are you carnal or are you not carnal? And walk as men. On this Men and Women's Day, I want to talk about men and women having the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, you should have the mind of Christ. Amen. We find that the Apostle Paul is here writing to the church at Corinth. And I know that several of you all have heard me say from time to time that the church at Corinth was Paul's most problem church. I mean, look at the hands of the mothers and fathers in here. Any mother and father here had a problem child? Well, Corinth was Paul's problem church. You see, for there in that church was some envy, and there was strife. There was some division. There was carnality. And there was also fornication, just to name a few. Praise God, because I can go on. If you go back and read both of the letters, man, they had some stuff going on in Corinth that will make the proverbial hair stand up on your head. Praise God. And although Paul, and although the church at Corinth was Paul's problem church, he continued to instruct them in the things of God. Praise God. And after expounding on those things germane to the natural man and those things that are germane to the spiritual man, Paul ends, praise God, chapter 2 and verse 16 with these words. He says, but we have the mind of Christ. You see, this claim may seem presumptuous and even shocking to those who view the Christian faith as supplemental support, praise God, for ordinary human experience. But when Jesus is Lord in our lives and each day's highest priority is given to seeking and trusting God, it is normal for Christians, praise God, to seek and to find the mind of Christ. You see, for it is with the mind of Christ that we find God's guidance for our lives. Oh, yes, having the mind of Christ is the intended lifestyle of all believers. For it means that our lives have been possessed, praise God, by the living God. Amen. He has taken up residence within us. Praise God, to enlighten us so that we may walk in the light. Amen. Amen. Walk in the light, the beautiful light, down where the dewdrops of mercy shines bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. Praise God. You see, he has taken up residence on the inside of us. Therefore, we could say, as Paul writes to the church at Rome in verse 8, chapter 8, verse 14, when he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, amen, they are the sons of God. Let me see the hands of everybody in here today who is a son of God. Amen. I know some people say, well, that word son seems to be masculine. I'm feminine. Praise God. No, no. If you are a believer today, you are in fact a son of God. Amen. And that's something that you ought to be clapping about. That's something that you ought to be patting yourself on the back about. Praise God. So as we look at this thought today, men and women having the mind of Christ, That should be a question that resonates on your mind this morning. And that question ought to be, how does one get the mind of Christ? Amen. And if I can't convince you of that, praise God, by the time you walk out of here, I would not have done my job. Praise God. So how does one get the mind of Christ? Praise God. I believe I've listed three ways here, Rem Jones. Praise God. The first way that we can get the mind of Christ is by receiving his knowledge. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you want to have the mind of Christ, you have to receive his knowledge. Amen. You see, we receive the mind of Christ from the Word of God. Amen. In order for us to grow spiritually, we have to read and we have to study the Word of God. I think somebody mentioned that on Sunday school this morning. Praise God. You see, God reveals himself and what he expects from us as a body of believers through the Bible. Amen. I'm talking about this thing right here. I'm talking about 66 books. 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament. I'm talking about this book, 1,189 chapters, praise God. I'm talking about this book that's got 31,101 verses. Yes, I'm talking about this book that has 773,692 words. Yes, I'm talking about this book that has 3,586,489 letters. Praise God. All it is a love letter from God to us. So clearly, the Bible words are God's word. And there are more than 2,000 instances, amen, in the Bible where it is said that the words of this book, praise God, are identified as the word of God. So if you want to receive the mind of Christ, praise God, we got to get it through the word of God. If we want to get knowledge of him, we got to receive it through the word of God. Amen. So clearly the Bible can help us. Amen, to know how to walk and to walk right. Not only would it tell us how to walk right, you know that the Bible will tell us where to walk, Sister Hayes. Amen. The psalmist tells us in a psalm that everybody in here ought to know, Psalm 119, verse 105. He said that thy word is a lamp to my feet and it's a light unto my path. Praise God. Another word. If you got his word, praise God, that's going to give you his mind, it is his word that's going to lead your feet. It is his word that's going to light the path, praise God, to where you have to go. Amen. Praise God. That's it. That's all through his word. And amen. If you think that wasn't enough, David even tells us in the 37th Psalm, praise God, verse that y'all know, praise two verses that y'all know, the 23rd and the 24th verse, when he says that the steps of a good man, you want to know where you got to go? Praise God, he said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Amen. Though he stumbles and falls. Amen. Sometimes we're going to fall. Sometimes we're going to stumble. Sometimes we're going to do some things that we ought not do. But guess what? He said that he shall not be utterly cast out because his mind, he's building his mind to be the mind of Christ. Praise God. He said, though he stumble and fall, he shall not be utterly cast out because what? The Lord will uphold him with his hand. And of course, you know Satan is not going to just leave you alone after one attempt. Oh, I'm talking to some of these young folks in here today. Satan is not going to just leave you alone after one attempt to try to trick you up. Because the Bible tells us that he took him again, praise God, took him up into the holy cities, in the pinnacles of the temple and and said, praise God, amen, if you just bow down and at me and just jump. In other words, tempting him to jump. But this will tell you something, y'all. Let me read that, because if you look at verse, I believe it's verse 5 or 6, it says, if thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, praise God, he shall give angels charge concerning thee. Praise God. And in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest thou at any time dash thy feet against the stone. That lets me know, praise God, that there are some folks out there that's living in this world any kind of way. They know somewhere. They know somewhere. See, that devil knew that. He knew that. Hey, I know what the word say, man. You just jump on down. They got some angels out there. They're gonna, before you hit the ground, praise God, they're gonna bear you up. They're gonna catch you. Praise God. But look what Jesus told him. He said, praise God, it is written again. Amen. In other words, he's taking him back to the word. Taking him back to the word. He says, written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. But don't you know, praise God, Sister Sharon, that Satan is not going to stop there? He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Praise God. But Jesus said that I am come that they may have life and have that life more abundantly. Praise God. He said that he tried to take him out. He said, now, wait a minute. I'm the prince of this world. Praise God. And I got some stuff that I can give you. Praise God. Come out here and look at all of this stuff. I give you all of that. All I want you to do is just bow down to me. Yeah. Praise God. And he said, what did he say? He said, get thee hence. In other words, get behind me, because it is written, praise God, that thou shalt only worship one God, him only. Can I bring it to us today? You see, this is how it is with you and with me. Satan will bombard our minds with all type of junk. Praise God. But if we have the knowledge of God through his word, I'm talking about, then we have the mind of Christ. Amen. You see, the Bible shows us Jesus, that Jesus is in fact the light of the world. And when we have been born anew, I'm talking about by living and abiding in his word, praise God, he through his spirit is present with us to do what? To lead us and to guide us, praise God, into all of his truth, praise God. So if we want to have the mind of Christ, praise God, we're going to get it. We receive it by learning and getting knowledge of him. That's how we get it. But secondly, if we want to receive the mind of Christ, praise God, we receive the mind of Christ by receiving his spirit, amen, in our inner man. Receive his spirit. I must tell every person in here who has received Jesus Christ into their life. Can I see the hands of everybody here who have received Jesus Christ to their life? I'm serious. I'm not playing. Praise God. If you have received Jesus Christ into your life, praise God, let's let you know that you have received the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to talk about some things in a little while. Praise God. So don't get mad. Y'all happy with me right now. I'm saying that you received the Holy Spirit in your life when you ask him to come in. And that's a good thing. And the reason I know that, because Paul, when he was writing to the church at Ephesus, writes these words. Put this on the marquee, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. He says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, and look at that word, praise God, after that, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. In other words, when you believed on him, when you accepted him into your life, praise God, he sealed you with the Holy Spirit of promise. And that lets you know, praise God, today, beyond any reasonable shadow of any doubt, praise God, that if he cracks the sky right now, amen, you're going to get out of here. But if you haven't, you're going to be sitting around here looking, what happened, man? Where did them folk go? Oh, yeah, that's the way it is. Praise God. You see, because I mentioned earlier to how Paul had expounded on the things that were germane to the natural man and the things that were to the were germane to the spiritual man. But as I read into 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul now introduces another man. He starts to talk about this carnal man, Deacon Eli. So he talks about the natural man. He talks about the spiritual man. He talks now about this carnal man. And I need not tell you, as I already said, Corinth was the church that gave Paul all the problems in the world. There was divisiveness in that church. The church was divided. There was some division in that church. Sound like the church of today, huh? There was some divisiveness in the church. And let me tell you something. Praise God. One of the problems with division and divisiveness, praise God, that it is a terrible problem. It's terrible. It's terrible in the home. It's terrible in the church. It is terrible in our world. You see, division right now is at its highest level in our country. Since the 2016 presidential election. And I need not tell you that divisiveness can lead to all kinds of other problems. Oh, yeah, it does. January 2021 is a result of divisiveness. That's what it is. That's what it is. And don't let nobody fool you. That's what it's all about. It's divisiveness. Divisiveness. Praise God. And you see, divisiveness, like I said, leads to all kind of problems. But I believe that Paul talks about these three characteristics of man so that you and I, praise God, can see ourselves as God sees us. I don't know if I'm going to be doing any hard preaching today. Praise God, but I got to bring this out. I believe that he talked about this natural man, this spiritual man, and this carnal man so that each and every last one of us can do a self-assessment and have a clear understanding of just where we are. Can I talk about all this right quick? I'm not going to be too long. First of all, let me hit the natural man. You see, the Greek word for natural is a word called psychikos. I may have pronounced it wrong. That's okay. It means a man who has physical life or who is living. In other words, he breathes, he has conscience, he has energy, He is a living soul, and that's just about it. You see, a natural man's spirit is dead to God. His nature is human. It's apart from God. It is a Christless, praise God. I got to bring this out. It is a Christless human nature. I'm talking about a nature that will not believe, a nature that will not obey, a nature that will not live for Christ. See, that natural man is not of Christ. And that is a verse of scripture that will tell you about it. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Put it up on the marquee because I want everybody to see this. Paul is again talking to that church at Rome. And look what he says. He says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. He was talking about those Romans, those born-again believers that were in the spirit. And look what he continues to say. He says, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Oh, my God. Praise God. Look at that. So you received him, you believed it, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. So you got him. But look what he says at the end of that verse. He says, now if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he said he is none of his. That's a natural man. Some of y'all running around here trying to convert some folks who are natural folk. I'm not telling you to give up on them. Pray for them. A natural man, the things of Christ is foolish to them. They're looking at you right now saying, why in the world are they sitting up there in church? And I'm out here cutting grass, drinking my beer, and having me a good time. Foolish to them. But let me not dwell on that natural man. Let me switch to that other man. Another man that we see a lot. Man that walks through the doors of these churches. Not just this church, but all churches. That thing called a carnal man. See, because if you look at the Greek word for that word carnal, it's sarkinos, which means flesh. You see, the carnal man is one who is not spiritually mature. He is a babe in Christ. Praise God. He is a true believer who has not developed spiritually. I'm not giving you a license to stay in that vein. Praise God, because you need to be moving from being a carnal Christian.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles. 100.1.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate His death and resurrection by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Well, you know, you got a good choir when they sing with that music and still sound pretty good. Amen. Oh, yeah. And And I tell you, it's not easy singing without music. It, you know, everybody can't